And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 19th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of Nora Ephron, born New York City, 1941. Started out writing for newspapers, magazines, and then in the mid-70s, she helped her then-husband Carl Bernstein rewrite the screenplay for All the President's Men. Their version ended up not being used, but she was offered a job as a screenwriter. She's since written several successful screenplays, When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, and her latest, Julie and Julia, and best-selling essay collections, I Feel Bad About My Neck and I Remember Nothing. It's the birthday of Malcolm X, born Malcolm Little in Omaha, 1925. When he was 4 years old, living in East Lansing, white supremacists set fire to the family's home. East Lansing police and firefighters, all of them white, came to the house, but they stood by and watched it burn. When he was six, his father was murdered. Police declared the death a suicide, which invalidated the family's life insurance. The boy's mother never recovered from the murder, went into a mental institution when he was 12. When he was 14, he told his high school teacher he wanted to be a lawyer. The teacher told him to be realistic and think about becoming a carpenter, and the boy dropped out of school the following year. He was arrested for larceny, 1946, went to prison. An older inmate encouraged him to use his time to educate himself, so he started reading books from the prison library. To improve his vocabulary, he copied out an entire dictionary, word for word, and he began a correspondence with Elijah Muhammad, the founder of the Nation of Islam, and became one of their most prominent organizers. He took the surname X to symbolize his lost African heritage. In 1964, Malcolm X broke with the Nation of Islam when he learned that his mentor was having multiple affairs contradicting his own teachings. Malcolm made the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia, where for the first time he related to people of all races, came back to America with a new message, dictated his life story to the writer Alex Haley. The book, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, came out the next year, shortly after Malcolm X was assassinated while speaking at a rally in Manhattan. He was 39 years old. And it's the birthday of the playwright Lorraine Hansberry, born Chicago, 1930, author of the play A Raisin in the Sun, opened on Broadway in 1959. It was a big success, first Broadway play to be written by a black woman, and for most of the audience, it was the first time they'd seen the life of a normal black family portrayed on stage or in movies. Here's a poem for today by Bill Holm, Letting Go of What Cannot Be Held Back. Let go of the dead now, the rope in the water, the cleat on the cliff, do them no good anymore. Let them fall, sink, go away, become invisible, as they tried so hard to do in their own dying. We needed to bother them with what we called help. We were the needy ones. The dying do their own work with tidiness, just the right speed, sometimes even a little satisfaction. So quiet down. Let them go. Practice your own song now. Bill Holmes' poem, Letting Go of What Cannot Be Held Back, from Playing the Black Piano, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook, simple touch with glow light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.